When I arrived beneath New York City at Penn Station, I felt itchy and greasy, but oddly, in a good mood. It was July 2012. I was 41, divorced 3 years, traveling alone. It was my first time there, and it was as though I'd been dropped into a pot of boiling noodles underground, but instead of water, it was thick, moist air, barely breathable, and instead of noodles, there were thousands of New Yorkers. They were just getting off work, running through subway exit gates, setting off alarms, ignoring the alarms, skating through secreted soda and ice cream and sweat. Beyond the people were hundreds of digitally lit stock market-like numbers flashing on the walls. They were train transit arrival and departure times, and over on another side of this seemingly endless cave of heat and hurry was vendor after vendor offering even more warmth in the form of pizza, salty puffy pretzels, and popcorn. I arrived and I tried to move with my heavy suitcase, going with the flow of the crowd, but I quickly gave up. I also gave up trying to cross in front of them. It was so similar to waiting for traffic to clear during rush hour that I nearly forgot I was not driving a car, merely walking myself amongst people. I found a space on a wall against which I rested with my luggage. I waited and I watched. The energy in this city under a city and the heat and the noise, I forgot about myself. It made no sense for me to stay internal and silently reflect and mourn. I was shocked out of my miserable shell, but I'd been wanting that. I was ready to join the world again. After some time went by that day, I picked a merchant out of the Penn Station crowd, made my way over to him, and asked for directions to the Brooklyn train. This started what ended up being the easiest vacation I had ever taken. I went from one point to another, got lost, asked for help. I purposefully uninstalled maps from my phone in order to talk with people. When I needed to rest, I stayed in my room rental and I read and I wrote. I watched those New Yorkers moving, always moving. By the time I returned home, life started to feel more like life and grief, grief. How can I be a good person, I wrote a week after we buried her in 1998, when my mom is dead? Another mournful thought came up when my marriage ended after lies and infidelity. What the fuck, I asked myself in 2009, why even try to be decent? I could finally acknowledge both questions. I had no idea, but I wanted to keep living. I really wanted to keep living.